views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
You know what? One group, I'm switching gears a little bit. One group that I could listen to over and over and over and over again is the Beatles.
Me too.
I just love the Beatles. God bless.
Yes. That was the match
Beatles
made in
for coming,
heaven,
yeah,
right?
coming to this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Beatles, I mean, their music is so iconic and just so vast in so many different ways. You know, like you listen, I mean, and these are all very talented singers. I'm not taking any credit away from anybody whatsoever. You listen to Michael Jackson, you know it's Michael Jackson. You listen to John Bon Jovi. They all have that same, the same. It is. It's a certain side. Different songs, and they all sound great, different songs. But with the Beatles, they go from one extreme to the other. I honestly don't know anybody who is so diversified.
Yes, yes.
That's the word.
Yes.
They're probably the most diversified group ever.
I know. They are such a blessing to this whole world.
And again, taking no credit away from any other fantastic artist. But, you know, if you're in the mood for music, there's got to be a song of any given Beatles song that you know, if you're in the mood
applies,
for,
right.
Yeah, that applies.
Yeah.
Whether it be rock and roll, whether it be somber, whether it be romantic,
yes.
Whether it be cutesy,
funsy.
They have like a variety of everything.
But
amazing.
You have to give them credit too, because they diversified themselves. Like they went to the guru,
right.
And they sought out different aspects of life, different cultures, different people. I mean, they actually did that for themselves, which tells you a lot about them.
You want to know something? It's amazing that, you know, they could create such magic. And they only existed as a group for like maybe 6-7 years as the Beatles.
Are you serious?
That was it.
It felt like an eternity.
Yeah, it felt like 20 years,
yes.
Or something. Yeah, they weren't together for a long time. And like it made a huge impact on the public. When they broke up, you know, and like these guys, you know, they perform magic on stage and then behind the stage because there's all this mumbo jumbo. See, but those are professionals. You know, when people are paying you to perform,
yeah,
you know, you gotta perform.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of these and I don't think they ever had any drug issue problems as far as being on stage. You know, behind stage could be different, but while they were on stage, you never saw them falling off the stage,
right.
Taking their guitars and smashing it.
That's correct. They didn't need that.
But you want to know something? One of the things that was very frustrating for them that they could not stand, because I've listened to a lot of their, when somebody's being interviewed, their interviews.
Yes.
The crowd was so incredibly loud when they sang. They couldn't even hear themselves sing. They would literally sing two songs at the same time. Paul would sing one song, John Lennon sang the other, and they would just – and it was like nobody cared. They would just start with one song, and then all of a sudden the crowd was so incredibly loud that they just didn't even care. They were all about the music, and the crowd was just so loud. It's just like, who gives a crap?
Yeah. Well, they were such icons in their time. And don't forget, they came to this country. They started in an era – where it went
change.
From such diverse change.
Yeah.
It went from the United States being pure and humble and honest to a time in the United States when Kennedy was killed and all kinds of
revolution. Yeah, Martin Luther King and all that stuff. Yeah.
And we lost our virginity, as I would put it. You know what I mean? We became not as good as we were. We lost that wholesomeness.
Right.
And that was when that era started.
Those damn Brits.
I'm telling you.
They brought a lot of character. I'll tell you, they brought a lot of personalities to the world.
And also the hair, the long hair.
I think they said 16,000 barbers lost their job when the Beatles came over to America. 16,000.
Wow.
Because people just wasn't cutting their hair as much. You know, so and that was like huge.
They changed that, boy.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It was so funny. I had a friend of mine who went to Catholic school, and all the boys in Catholic school weren't cutting their hair. And a nun went up to one of the boys with a ruler, and she started slapping him on the hand with a ruler and saying, "You have to have your hair cut. You don't look like a boy. You look like a girl. You look disgusting." So he turns around to her and says, "Well, didn't Jesus have long hair?" I said, "Oh, man.
What a comeback."
Right? That was amazing.
So did he start singing Dear Prudence?
I said, he says, "I want to hold your hand."
Yeah. Really? Right now, who do we have? We have somebody from New Jersey. I can't look on the screen. I'm trying to look back.
Hold on. Let me put my glasses on, folks. My eyes are going.
Hey, Bri, who's the person from New Jersey?
And that is Beth, and welcome to Angels and Answers. You're on the air with Artie and Scott.
Hey, Beth, how are you?
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you both?
Good. We're looking at a bunch of stuff on the screen, and there's a bunch of names and a bunch of, you know, other little messages, and we kind of got lost in all the wording. But the important thing is we have you on the air with us.
So we've got you, baby.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Go ahead.
This is sunny in here. Okay, we're finishing.
All right, Beth.
Go ahead, sweetie. What's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had any idea for me about the near future. I am presently jobless, and I was applying to many, many jobs and hearing nothing back. It seems the internet is this big cavernous place where you upload resumes and then you don't hear anything back, and it just gets a little
frustrating.
You know, threatening. Yeah, it does, because you don't want to take it personally, because I know there's like a ton of people out there doing the same thing, and I know on the other end they're probably receiving a ton, but there's a part of me that feels I just don't have the compass that I used to have about direction, so I'm not able to focus on a very narrow field so I can really hit it hard, just sort of throwing darts at the dartboard, to do something, because you don't want to sit around and do nothing. So I keep doing things with clothes, but I'm not feeling excited about anything so far. I just redid my resume today, actually. There was a position I thought, no, there's a chance, it's pretty close. So I'm working on redoing my resume to tailor it more closely, but I usually have a very intuitive, strong feeling about when something's going to happen and if it's going to happen soon. And I'm not getting anything back. I'm sort of in this way station of just sort of, I'm just getting up and taking walks and I'm taking great care of myself. I actually love not working, but I know, obviously we all have to work. So pay the bills.
I'm kind of feeling that you're putting out for yourself, not even realizing it, negative energy. And even though you don't like to work, I'm feeling that you're getting butterflies.
It's not that I don't like to work. I actually love
that you're enjoying not working.
Well, who wouldn't?
Everybody enjoys not to work for a while when you've worked all your life. No, you're not different than anybody else.
I'm going to tell you something. What I'm getting while I was listening to you speak, what would help you personally get motivated is, believe it or not, to start reading either spiritual books or read the book called Secrets to the Millionaire's Mind. And it's about how millionaires think. It's not just about money, but also how they view themselves and being able to let go of the past bad habits and seeing themselves succeeding. It's a very, very good book, Secrets to the Millionaire's Mind by T. Harv Eker. And also, I feel that if you start reading some kind of spiritual book, you just need to get your mind motivated. And I feel like when you start to read, it's going to start to, you know, jumpstart you. And I also feel like it's going to be through somebody who you know that is going to give you an opportunity as far as getting a job. Because just putting a resume out there, I just wasn't feeling it. It's going to be through somebody who you know.
Unfortunately, in this day and age, we rely very heavily on the internet, and so do big companies and even little companies for that matter. They've lost that human touch. And I do agree with Artie. I feel that you are going to get a job through another human being rather than through the computer. I'm really feeling that as well, very strongly.
That's my feeling as well. I've been really reconnecting with so many people. I'm also new to the area. I mean, I moved 3,000 miles. I've been here only 2 years, and I literally don't know anybody. So I'm reconnecting in New Jersey. I'm reconnecting with a lot of my friends and folks and just trying to talk to people because I agree it's not a negative feeling that I have towards work. It's this reaching out, and you really can't touch. There's not that human, yes, you can speak on the phone and you call a company back in the day. You can get a vibe. You can get a feeling for that the company you want to work for. And
that's
you can
right.
get excited about it. It's just, you're right. Internet is very disconnected and lost of a human. It just doesn't have the energy that people connecting
that's
and
right.
networking together.
That's right.
You want to know something? Yeah. There are networking groups all around the country that's extremely popular.
Yes.
All right. And it goes from county to county. And if you Google networking groups, these are people who just are on the most part. My brother belongs to one or two of them. He's always asking me to join along to meet some really nice, he met some really good contacts. He's gotten some business out of it. That's a purpose of it. Has met some really good friends out of it. So don't be afraid to allow yourself to become a part of a networking, group of friends or a group of people. And if you know anybody who's connected to it, then please join. And, somehow, some way, just put your energy out there or Google it or whatever. But I feel like through the networking group of friends and people, this is how you're going to get jump started.
Yeah, there's one, I think it's called Linden.
What, in Linden?
No. There's
Lyndhurst?
There's a group that you were explaining, and it's called Linden.
Well, I've been in part of many networking groups in, when I worked back, I had my own practice back in California, and I sold my business. So I was just starting fresh here, and I know there's groups like LaTip. And I mean, there's a ton of networking groups.
Exactly. And this is where you're going to be making your connection. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen through the internet. I feel like, or we feel like you're going to meet, it's going to be through somebody who you know or through people. So join these groups. And I feel like the more groups you join, actually, that's within your comfort zone, the better off you're going to be. But I'm telling you, don't let your mind be lazy. And I just keep on seeing you reading books. And it's going to help you be motivated.
And trust your heart. Trust your gut feeling. Trust your heart. Because you're going to know it as soon as you hear that person and as soon as you get that opportunity, trust it.
But right now we got to go to a commercial break because we're past time. So it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, sweetheart. You take care. All right, everybody, stick around because Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Follow my heart.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
I think I'm related to Rocky Raccoon.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. You want to know something? I was, going over my daughter's circumstances as far as with her college and all that stuff.
Yes.
And I always, I lovingly, jokingly, but almost mean it, said to her, "You didn't need to go to college. You could have gone to Hoffman University. I would have taught you everything you know." But you want to know something? It blows me away. I was having a conversation with a friend earlier today. And when somebody is going to be a doctor or you're going to be a nurse or whatever, or a therapist or whatever, and they're making you take French history, 18th century, or a curriculum, you're taking, geometry for a business class. It's like, it just doesn't make sense. And I strongly believe that I don't believe that everybody needs college. I believe that college is good when you have something specific that you want to go for. Because let me tell you something, most people that when you're finished taking that class or midterm or whatever, you are not going to remember jack crap unless if you are going to college for a specific purpose and it's serving a purpose. You know, it's like taking a driver's ed course.
I get
you're going to have to know the rules and the regulations, right, you know, when you're going. But
I agree with that.
I really feel, because the college is so damn expensive.
Oh, I know.
And they make you take these courses and credits that has absolutely nothing to do,
right,
with the purpose and cause,
right,
of what the person is trying to go to school for. And then a lot of times after people, you know, get their degree, they end up getting a job at something that has nothing to do with their degree.
That is so true.
You know, I mean, countless times. And so, you know, unfortunately, a bachelor's degree really doesn't carry too much weight these days.
That's right.
You know, unless if you have a master's, unless if you have a specific something that you're going for, I mean, I just don't get it, you know. Or
yes.
I think vocational school is much better than when you're going for something specific.
Yes.
You know, you're going for electrician, you're going for plumbing, you're going for nursing, you're going for something specific. You're taking courses that support your career.
Exactly. I don't know what French history would have to do with anything that your daughter is taking, because it's such a waste of time. But that's how colleges make their money, because
right,
they use it as their minor. Why you would need a minor, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
And let me tell you, folks. If you become a plumber and you go to vocational school, you'll be doing better than a doctor, because the electricians and the plumbers, they make some money.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
It's
heating and air conditioning.
Oh, forget it.
You know, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, just because, you know, your father, your uncles, your grandfather all were lawyers or all were doctors or all went to this school, it doesn't mean that your child is equipped to go to.
This is true.
In this direction. You know, everybody has their own merit as far as what feels right for them. And it's very
Correct.
Important to support your child for what their specific personality is, for what their talent is. And you want to know something, maybe, you know, after the first year, they could take certain courses or do something within the first year where they could try to figure out what they want to do for their life. But to invest $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year in a direction of I don't know what.
Right.
I have a major problem with that.
I do
really
too.
Do.
I do too. And you know, what Artie said is very true. Just because you're a doctor, a nurse, or a lawyer, try not to push your child into being that same career, because everybody's different. Allow them to use their own sensibility and choose what they want to be in life. Don't push them into what you've done. This is just so unfair to them, because then they have very high expectations. And if they can't meet those expectations, then they're going to have issues, psychological issues, and they're going to feel worthless. So you're really causing them a very big strife.
Yeah, and a lot of people go into depression.
Yeah.
They do. These kids go into depression because of the pressure.
Yes.
Or what happens, they don't know what they're doing or whatever, and they end up becoming partiers.
Yes.
Because they're not sure
right.
what to do.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, or their parents have such high expectations.
Exactly.
And they think that their kid is going to classes, they're studying, whereas unfortunately, they're not going through that process.
Right.
And like
and
I said,
beer pong is not an elective.
Yeah, although it would be a very popular
yes, it would
was class, I
yeah.
should say, very popular class
this
for all you bartenders out there and waiters and waitresses.
Right.
You know, but there are people who make a very good living, you know, at doing their own business.
Yes,
you know, so you know, an interesting story, you know. I forgot his first name, but Dell, the fellow who started Dell Computers.
Yes.
I know this story personally, specifically. And he went to college for 1 year. He wasn't doing well in it. He didn't like doing it. And he asked his father if he could stop going to college. He says, I'm really into computers. I like computers. Would you mind if I just did the computer thing for a little bit? And his father said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. He says, you could take off for a year. He says, if you're making money at doing computers, then you can continue. You don't have to go back to school. He says, but if you're not making money after 1 year, he says, promise me you'll go back to college. That's the deal.
Great father.
And so after the 1 year,
yeah.
Dell literally made $1 million in 1 year, worked out of his father's garage.
Fabulous.
And out came Dell Computers.
And that's what I'm talking about. He had the love for his son to let his son make his own choice.
Right. And he supported him.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, just because you have smarts doesn't guarantee you, or just because you have great, wonderful grades doesn't guarantee you a wonderful job. What it takes is drive. That's what it is. That's the number one quality of what's going to make anybody successful is somebody who has drive.
You know, somebody once told me, if you love what you do, you will never work a day in your life.
Right.
And that applies here.
Right.
So allow your children to use their brains. Allow your children to use their heart and emotion and let them follow their dream. Don't let them follow your dream. Don't live vicariously through your children.
Yeah, because a lot of parents become very uptight and they make their kids very neurotic because they're perfectionists and they have to be, you have to do this. And that's totally wrong.
Right.
That's not right to put that kind of pressure on your child.
That may be good for the parent, and that may be exactly what the parent is and has to be. But it doesn't necessarily mean that your child has to follow in that direction.
Yeah, that's right. It's supporting your child individually for who they are and what they like. And if it means for them to move away, then so be it. And if they want to go and just do their own thing,
I agree.
Elsewhere in a different state or a different country, or they want to, backpack it across Europe because they're young, let them go through that experience because once they get caught up in responsibilities of the world, it's done and it's never going to happen.
That's right.
You know,
I agree 100%.
You know, so if they have the confidence to be able to travel and to do it, because you know what? My niece was like that, and I'm so, so proud of her. And she traveled the world, and she's, you know, following her dream and wanting to get into ecology and make a difference and change the landscape of certain areas. It's amazing. It really, I'm just so proud
of
her.
Lovely.
Somebody who has just totally done their own thing. So it's really
cool.
Well,
we're different. You know, we're different. We understand on a soul level. And I think everybody has that ability to understand another person on a soul level, especially your children.
Yeah.
You know, now look, you're so proud of your niece because she followed her dream. She followed her heart. You know, is your daughter. She's following her dream and her heart. I personally let my own kids decide themselves. I never burdened them with what I thought they had to do or what I expected them to do. The only thing I ever expected them to do was to love their family.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else I backed them 100% on.
Right. And as far as with my daughter, you know, the reason why I say this is because, you know, she's what she wants to do. And, you know, unfortunately, she's trying to make it as far as with her grades. And it's very difficult for her. And so she's getting like very discouraged from it. And I just said, sometimes you have to just invest in the years and the now. And or if anything, just do it part time, but just keep on going after what you want. And, you know, a lot of people become very discouraged because they want everything now. They want it yesterday.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work like that. Right now we have to go to a commercial break. So, all right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back after this commercial break. And we're going to read for some people who are patiently hanging on. So hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And right now, I told you we were going to read for some people. So let's see. Who do we got? Hey, Mr. Brian, who do we got waiting for us?
We got Ann from Virginia. You're on the air with Sky and Artie.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Doing really wonderful.
What can we do for you?
Well, I retired from teaching about, I'd say, 8 years ago, and I started going changing, becoming a more spiritual person, going through a long journey, working on my soul journey, and also working on a book. And so I've done a lot of transformation over the years, and I'm wondering if you notice any or feel any other things coming along in the next year or so.
Number one, I'm seeing you joining. So you're going to end up becoming a part of some kind of a medical, physical church.
I see that.
And I also see you taking a trip out to Florida. That's also going to happen probably within this year's time.
Yeah, I see something very similar for you. I see you getting involved with a metaphysical church. And I feel as though you're going to get an ordainment. I feel that that's going to be what you're going to be working on next.
At a church, at a metaphysical church.
Yes. I think it's going to be extremely interesting for you, and you're going to be in your element. You're going to find out that the people that you're surrounding yourself with are the people that you need to be around.
Open-mindedness.
Yes, and very honest, open-mindedness. And you are going to learn things there that you are searching for now. And I feel as though you're searching for something. And even though you've gone through the spiritual path, your journey is just begun.
I got news for you. I believe that you're also going to possibly be working eventually for this metaphysical church at some capacity. You're going to end up becoming some kind of an assistant of somewhat. And I'm here. It's pretty local. It's not too far away from you. And you're going to see it's going to resonate with you very, very well. And I feel very confident. You're in Virginia, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there is a. Are you by Arlington?
Yes.
Okay. There is a metaphysical church in Arlington. Yes. I forgot the name of it. You're going to have to Google it. there is a very, very talented medium out there, Reverend Reed Brown. I think he's now since been retired. But if you could Google him and see what church he went to, it's that church, I believe, where you're going to really feel very passionate about. But you're going to end up finding a lot of purpose there, and you're going to end up being a part of this church, whether it be socially and or a part of the church itself. You're going to find at home. You're going to find peace with this place.
I absolutely feel that she's going to be ordained. I think that is going to be the culmination of all your spiritual journey till this point. I feel that once you get that ordainment, you're going to feel comfortable and you are going to feel whole. Because as like right now, you're headed there, but you're not whole yet. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does. I think it's a long journey, and I'm looking for more like-minded people.
Yes, yes, yes. And let me tell you something. The road to spirituality doesn't die. It goes with you even when your physical body is gone. So this is something that's an eternal quest, because even our souls grow when we do cross over. So this is something that you probably have been on for many lifetimes. And I believe that in this lifetime now, you're going to finally find where you belong to be with like-minded people, as we said before and as you said now. And I believe that the culmination of all of this will be an ordainment, because I feel as though you like to talk about your spirituality and teach it.
Yes.
When you say your long journey, I look at it when, for some reason, I feel more positive when you say, if we were to say an enjoyable journey, not just a long journey. A long journey seems like, oh my God. But I feel like it's going to be more of an enjoyable journey.
Yes.
Also, I feel like that if you made more connections and went to classes at the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach, I feel like that would be truly, truly helpful. And I really feel like you're going to grow and you're really going to enjoy the people there, and there's going to be a connection.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you're going to end up getting a job through somebody who you're meeting at the church or for the church itself. But there is going to be a strong connection where you're going to find a stronger purpose. But most of all, I want you just to enjoy the process and not worry about anything. Just enjoy what you're learning and what you're getting out of it. It's just naturally going to happen. You don't have to try to get a job. It's just naturally going to happen. And you'll see when the opportunity presents itself. And even if they're asking for volunteers, allow yourself to be a volunteer, to be a part of the church, because this is also going to be a window of opportunity for you. I feel this very, very strongly, and you'll be very happy.
He's right. I agree with everything he said. Definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And God bless you on your journey, and keep in touch, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
Thank you. You know, when I went to the Edgar Cayce Foundation, I tell everybody that's where I learned how to do what I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I did for these people just the other night, I had that for a full weekend. It was such an exhilarating high that I had, that I was able to like, oh my God, like this is a whole nother dimension of life. And I said to everyone, I said, does this not feel like it's a whole nother dimension of life, like something you've never experienced before? So, and they all go, yeah. I said, that just excited me so much. It made me want to go and go and go and go. And it was like, I just felt alive. I really did.
Because you hit upon your soul's goal.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And so everything that I was doing was even better than it was before.
Of course.
Because now I was happy because I found my purpose.
Right.
You know, I found my purpose. And even though I wasn't making a living at it or whatever, just the fact that, I was able to do it. I was able to read. I was able – and then my mind opened up. My soul opened up, and I was able to understand things on a much broader basis. And it was – oh, my God, it was such a cool experience.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. That's how it should be. Do you know there's people that try to venture into what we do and hate it? They don't like it at all. They can't for some reason. I had a friend of mine – this is a true story. I had a friend of mine, and I was I don't know, a couple of years ago. And she thought she wanted to be a medium, and she thought that she would be great at it. And she started to go to classes and things, and she realized that she did not like it. She became very depressed, and she just said, "This is so not for me. I don't know how you can deal with it." And me, on the other hand, I'm like walking 2 foot in the air when I'm with a client and we are connecting to spirit. There is no money in the world that could give me a feeling, the feeling I get when I am connecting to spirit, and I am literally helping these people who have literally so little faith in the next world, and who for whatever reason have lost their faith. And I see them, and I see their faces come to life again, where they're saying, "Oh my God, what was I thinking? I'm so sorry." There really is a spirit world. There really is heaven. We don't really die. And it's like a new birth for them.
Yeah. Unfortunately for this person who felt like it wasn't for her at all.
Yeah.
This is a person who is pretty much so consumed just within herself. When you are really into wanting to help out other people and really to help heal people, I don't know any greater gift than what we do, other than a surgeon who is, you know, in such a beautiful, powerful position to be able to help and heal people amongst social workers and nurses and all those other people. But when you're in a position that you could help out other people. But if you're making it about yourself, it's like, "Oh my God, it's draining." And, consuming. It's depressing, because you're dealing with everybody who has these issues.
Exactly.
So you need to learn how to control the environment. You have to control the spiritual world. You have to learn to control the energy so that you could work with it in conjunction and not just be bombarded all over the place, which happens to a lot of people. They don't know how to control it, so therefore they block
it
out.
I never get that.
It's too over. You know, you're very strong. You've had it your whole life.
Right.
But we got to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we got some more stuff for you with just, we have about 15 minutes left after.
Wow.
Not even.
Oh my God.
So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back right after this commercial
We're
break.
We're coming back.
On the blind side and down the back ways, the roots of sadness grow. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a torch to it all. The sweet talk make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know who it is you despise. I am the Hallelujah Man. Break all the rules. I'm the king of fools.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence.
Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back with Sky and Artie. And Sky and I, we were just discussing about our blessings behind the scenes.
Yep.
And why we feel so lucky to have the gift that we do. And that her and I, we all have our challenges in life. And, you know, nothing comes for nothing. You know, there's always a price to pay about something. You know, there's no free lunches.
I do believe, though, that the price that we have paid
is pretty high.
Well, I feel like it was an education.
Of
to get us prepared for today.
And it was an expensive education.
Extremely.
Emotionally, besides financially.
Physically
and emotionally, it was a very high price to pay.
It was
a high
price.
But we paid it. We're here. And we're happy to talk to you guys.
And we have somebody. Don't we have somebody?
Do we have somebody? Hey, Brian, do we have somebody?
Brian, come back.
Hey, Brian, come back. Do we have somebody? Maybe we have nobody.
No, I think we do.
Do we? Only if we do.
Oh, well.
Brian's not allowing us. Because Brian's, I think, probably maybe wiping his tush or something like that.
I don't know. He's in the restroom.
He's got to be. He probably is.
Brian, come back.
Come back. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Mr. Boo. Mr. Boo. Mr. Boo. Oh,
okay.
This was my nose.
So we'll just talk about more spirituality and how college stinks.
I feel like we went to the college of hard knocks.
Yeah. We did. That was our that was my college. Life was my college.
Mine too.
Seriously. Yeah. And you know, I joke, and I said this before, I jokingly tell people that, you know, I went to the University of Maryland for 2 years, but that was just to visit my friends. And, but it's true. And, you know, like I said, college does serve a strong purpose. It does when there's a purpose. And, you know, and a lot of times when we go for our education, it's not just about going to a college. It's going to other forms of schools to help us learn, whether it be our spirituality.
Yes.
Whether it be about anything. It could be even volunteer work.
Yes.
You know, you're learning. So long as you're learning, so long as you're growing, so long as you're heading in the direction of where you want to be, you know, so long as you're doing something. And it doesn't have to be full time. It could be part time. It could be just a hobby. But so long as you're doing something that you love to do is the most important thing and the most precious gift you can give yourself.
Yes. And never be complacent with where you are or what you have. Always strive for better and more. Because I believe that's our soul's journey. Because one time Artie told me that when we come back, this is like a roller coaster ride. And then when you go back to heaven, you say, wow, that was some ride. Let's go back on. You remember telling me that one time?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And, you know, that really opens up my mind to realize something, that we never stop learning and we never stop growing. And that roller coaster ride was just one in a million of them that we're going to have.
Right. It's going to be just one ride after another. And some of it's going to be turbulent and some of it's going to be smooth. And, you know, the exciting part about life, that there are no guarantees.
Yes.
And the biggest disservice that you can do for yourself is to not try at a something, whether it be with a job, whether it be with your career, whether it be with your love life, but to stop trying and stop living your life and stop doing the journey because you're afraid you're going to get hurt. You're afraid you're going to fail. But what if this happens? What if that happens? Well, guess what? I guess you'll deal with it when that happens. But to play the defensive game when you have a whole life out there and you're playing defense because you're afraid you're going to get hurt. Well, guess what? You're not living your life. And then you're going to end up sad and lonely or depressed, one or the others. And don't listen to other people around you. If they're working against your grain, you have to follow what's in your heart and what feels right for you. You shouldn't be blocking them from what they want to do, so long as it's not destructive.
Right.
And they shouldn't be blocking you from what you want to do. And if they do try to stop you and you listen to them, well, it's your fault as much as theirs. But you got to stay on what feels right in your heart and just keep going. Don't be afraid of failure. Just look at all the opportunities. Look at all the possibilities of what could happen by you going after your dreams, after your desires.
You know how I look at failure? Failure is a possibility of growth. Yeah. And a teacher, absolutely. Yeah. You always learn something from failure. Without failure, you would not grow.
The only time it stinks, or I should say sucks, when it comes to failure, if you keep on repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again.
Fault.
Right. You keep on repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again.
I know somebody like that.
Yeah. You don't keep on repeating the same mistakes because then that's when failure, you know, is not a good thing.
That's the definition of crazy, by the way.
That's, it is.
I know it,
really is.
I know it is.
And so it's like, you know, you keep on going after what you want and you don't allow somebody to stop you when you want to do something bad enough. And if something doesn't work, then you try a different way or you try a different way. You know, even was it Benjamin Franklin when he went to discover electricity? It took him over 100 times to figure out how the discovery of electricity. And when he was touring the universities to discuss his invention, you know, one of the students asked him, you know, how did you feel about failing over 100 times? He says, I never looked at all my moves as a failure. He says, I learned that direction didn't work. And so I tried a different chemistry. So I tried a different way. He says, I just kept on learning what wasn't working until finally I found out what worked.
That's beautiful.
You know, and yeah. So, and this is the way you should be living your life.
Absolutely.
So it's not about being afraid to make choices.
And isn't that funny? We started off saying this in the beginning of the show when you said that you were doing that class and you put no pressure on anyone.
Yeah,
and it was
no
okay
worry.
To fail.
It's okay.
Yeah. And now we're ending the show with the same premise.
It's okay to screw up.
It is. Okay,
it's
guys.
Okay to screw up.
It
it's
really
okay
is.
Because it's a learning experience.
And we love you guys out there, and we want you to fail.
Yeah.
Because we want you to
be a happy failure.
Yes. Be a happy, low-lucky failure.
I'll tell you what. The good news is you're not in the boat alone.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And if you really want to learn how to achieve whatever your goal is, go to somebody who has already been there and done that. Go to somebody who's already very successful. Ask for their knowledge. You do not have to reinvent the wheel.
True. But sometimes you do reinvent the wheel with new projects and new ideas.
Yes.
And that's okay too.
Yeah, that's okay. That's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know, but if you keep
don't get disappointed.
But if you keep on, you know, playing the same game over and over again, you know, how can you expect better or different results if you're always playing the same game? So don't be afraid to take chances because that is what's going to help you become successful and most of all happy. Okay. Because you are going to live up to your own true colors.
True.
And with that, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, health, and prosperity. May the angels of happiness and love follow you wherever you go. Don't be afraid to ask the Holy Spirit or your guardian angels to help you in life because they are always there to assist you.
Amen. We love you guys, and we're wishing you the most wonderful week ahead. Health, happiness, and
lots of love.
Lots and lots of love.
Mazel tov, everybody.
Boy, break that glass.
Break the glass. Take care. Until next week, everybody.
Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.